Hi! Welcome to Every 6 Sec, a sex and relationship podcast from this least qualified to talk about it. I'm your co-host, Rhodes Conover.
I'm also co-host, Marina Conover, and the reason we're talking really fast is because we're recording this literally on the 4th of July, the day that it's going up, hopefully, if everything goes well, and we just want to make sure that we do it, and we get it done, and we do it, and it's happened, so we gotta go quick.
Yep. Asexuality, that's weird, huh? We're different than a lot of people. Alright, good episode!
Sex. That's nice. It. Here's the thing. We planned bad. Some things went bad, and then we planned bad, and now here we are, and it's the day it's supposed to go out, and we're like, we should do it. So.
Yep. So expect a shorter episode today, but in also other
and also
good
like
news.
An unedited episode, because there's no way I'm going to be able to like fully listen to this and do a good job. So like if you hear some bad stuff, like, you know what? That's Rhodes' fault.
Yeah, that's my fault. But we thought we'd talk, knew we were gonna have a shorter episode today, so we thought we'd talk about things kind of in media.
Well, the reason why, Rhodes, I think, is sort of just like, you know, here we are. It's the 4th of July, happy America, and what makes me feel more American than being excluded from stuff?
Yes. Well worded. I agree. That is the most American thing I can think of, frankly.
As a person who is not straight, that's kind of America's whole deal.
Mm-hmm. Not big fan of that in America, if you're not the thing that everyone else supposedly is. You're not normal, so you need to... Blech. Sorry.
Yeah, the idea is...
It's upsetting.
So what we're doing, we sort of did like... We were talking about different stuff we could do and trying to figure it out. And what we kind of realized that we were hitting on was the concept of like kind of the opposite of the one where we talk about ace representation in media and kind of just things that like when you see it in media, you're like, what?
Yeah, exactly. Things that
make
we
you
look
go,
at
what?
That we just don't understand, both because we're asexual and both because we're people who think about things for more than 3 seconds.
There's things that like asexuals are not necessarily like the target audience for.
Yeah, exactly. And we thought we'd talk about that briefly. Do you want to get us going?
Sure. Here's one. This is like kind of the big one that made me think about the whole thing. And also I think something that you and I talked about before we ever really talked about all of this stuff more specifically, but just like the concept of cheating, like when people cheat in TV and you're like, oh, but
don't.
But don't. It's like set up like Hamilton is an example, though not a good one, because I listened to it after I, you know, came to realize that I was ace, but like, you know, there's a whole bit where he's like, oh, I really don't want to do this. I really don't want to cheat on my wife. Oh no, and it'll be such a bad thing, and you can tell that it's like the drama that will ruin things in this story, and then it's like, he does it anyway, and you're like, what the f- don't. Like, if I was in this, if it's one of those things where you're like, okay, put yourself in this story. If you were the president of the United States in X-Men Apocalypse, what would you do? But instead of that, if you were Hamilton in this, what would you do? And the answer is like, oh, I just like wouldn't.
Not.
And I can't fathom the concept of why anyone would want to cheat on anybody.
Yeah, it just doesn't, like, it's not even that I don't, I mean, like, yeah, I guess it's because, like, I don't understand the concept of wanting to have sex with somebody, so the idea of, like, wanting to do that in a way that also really hurts someone I care about,
yeah,
like, it just double doesn't make sense, in, like, the way that, like, first of all, I have to understand the concepts of sexual attraction and really get that.
And that's not something that we're experts on.
And that's not gonna be immediate. But then the second component is that you have to be like, oh, and then that choice, that attraction has to be so powerful that it's just like, yeah, fuck, literally, but not literally the person I care about. You know what I mean? And that's crazy. It's craziness to me. And I definitely agree. I don't get that either in movies.
So like, lay it on me. I guess I should have started and presented this in a more fun game way. But like, Rhodes, if you were a person in a position of power in the government and somebody came over and was like, sleep with me. And then you were like, okay.
What? There's more, right?
And then you're like, I guess I will, even though I'm cheating on my wife. And then some guy was like, hey, if you keep sleeping with my wife, because she's also married, you have to pay me money. And also you're still cheating. What would you do?
So the assumption is I've already had sex like once or twice.
Yeah, I guess you kind of already fucked. So here's Hamilton. You did fine.
Okay.
I mean, you did bad, but.
Okay. In that case, I'd be like, oh, okay, that sounds lame.
That sounds bad.
That doesn't, like, I don't think I would have gotten to this point anyway. So, like, it's even...
Yeah, that's kind of a tough one. I was feeling like at the point when someone's like, pay money for this, it's like even more like, why not? No, but if you already did it at that point, like, apparently there was something going on that made you want to do the thing.
Mm-hmm. I mean, like, at that point, it's just prostitution in a weird way.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
I haven't seen or heard the show all the way through, so if those Hamilton knowers out there know that about me...
I wonder what they're called, hamheads?
Absolutely. They're called hamheads. No doubt.
Ham hearts. Why do we call them, why do we call like fancier stuff like something heads? When really what you're so into is like with your heart. You love it so much.
Yeah, I don't know. It's kind of odd when you think about it.
I can't think of anything now that's actually called a something head the way I'm thinking, but I know that's a thing.
I mean, there's potheads.
I guess so. We should call them pot hearts. Exactly.
Perfect. We nailed it.
No, there's other head things. Right?
Potterheads?
Yeah, Potter hearts. There we go.
Potter hearts.
Because you don't with all your head. Why would you they call them Potterheads anyway?
I don't know.
Like I'm what is curious. What about that really
makes sense?
Yeah.
I do not know. That's a fair point.
I feel like there's got to be something else. Like, because I feel like the way that it usually goes nowadays is like you pick a thing that's a term from the thing you like, and then you say like you're that.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know. I have no idea on that one.
I mean, because like Dirk Gently fans are Dirktectives, which is kind of like detective plus
yeah,
Dirk.
Yeah.
And that detective is like the thing.
And who the fuck knows where Whovian came from?
Yeah, what the hell? What was that? Man.
Someone must have been a pothead when they came up with that.
Potheart.
Potheart. Damn it.
You could use an emoji for a little heart. Like a pot leaves a heart.
Yeah.
And like if you used a head, that would look like a face. And people would be like, pot frown? And you'd be like, no. Or like pot happiness? And it's like, no, it's a pot heart. Pot head.
Yeah, I'm in this. From now on, I'm going to call them part hearts. Jeez. Maybe we just call them parts.
You take a pot heart, and they're called parts.
Yeah, they're parts. They're just parts of a machine, like all of us, really.
Oh my God, happy America Day. Don't you
happy
love
America Day. It's my favorite. It's also crazy because like America, 4th of July is like really into like, guess what, guys? America's great. We're capitalism. And it's like, yeah, but you're not even the best at it.
Like, oh, no.
We're not like the best at capitalism. Like, even if you dislike capitalism, it's really easy to acknowledge other places on the planet do it a lot better than we do it. Like, with a lot more reasonable regulations involved on companies that don't make it a freaking runaway mess. So it's like, even if you're like, well, capitalism is America, it's like, yeah, but you don't even do it that good. Like, I think you will love capitalism this much.
I don't know exactly what you're talking about, but I feel like if you're talking about the types of people who, like, fucking love America and fucking love capitalism, I don't think that they're going to think it's better to have capitalism with more regulations on it.
No, I know it's, but, like, it's just, I don't understand what they're so happy about.
I mean, I don't either, but I don't think it has to do with more regulations is better.
Well, so, I mean, but there's also places on the planet where capitalism exists and has a lot less regulations. So you could point to those, too. I mean, I think those are worse, but I don't think they think they're better. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know.
I don't know who they is, and I don't know their like, thoughts, but, like...
all these,
I
like,
mean,
African
yeah,
countries that are completely in...
me.
Like, war states. Those are capitalistic as fuck. And I don't know why those aren't praised as some amazing system. Somehow America's the best, kind of regardless of any facts.
Oh, well, yeah, that's just... yeah.
Yeah. That makes sense.
Yeah.
All right, so a thing in media I don't understand is kind of weird because I feel like in movies, right, a lot of times in movies, you get, sex scenes are like, you know, a thing that happens in pretty much every PG-13 action movie.
God,
you get some
damn
degree.
It.
Yeah.
My only other one that I was going to have to say was, why do they even put sex scenes in stuff? Is that what you're going to say?
Not exactly. I mean, we'll probably hit a lot of similar stuff, so we can talk about this one for a bit. But just like this idea of like, when I watch them, it's like, okay, cool. I get that this is a plot element. These two people have an emotional attachment. Okay, cool. I get it. Why is this still happening? Fuck, this is still happening. Jeez. Now this just feels like a waste of time. Can we get back to the relevant parts of this movie, please?
So your point is, why do they even sex scenes?
No, I'm okay with the sex scenes just because, like, it helps you understand, like, plot in a lot of cases. But they spend so much time on it that could be devoted to other things. Like, how often in this action movie do you get time genuinely devoted to characters falling in love and actually, like, learning about each other and, like, having actual interesting mental and emotional entanglement that isn't just sex, but how much time they'll spend just showing them literally having sex. It's crazy.
I just don't understand why we're showing that at all. Like, I don't understand. Like, who's the person who's going to watch that and really be happy and enjoy it? Like, that's my question, I guess, is, like, who's genuinely, like, watching a sex scene in some movie and, like, the movie is about, you know, solving a crime, but then here's a sex scene in the middle of it. Like, is that really, you wanted to come here? Like, if in fact you are interested in that stuff, isn't that just, like, distracting? Because now it's like, oh, I'm not learning about the crime. Now we're just, like, watching people have sex. And, like, if you are into it, maybe that's uncomfortable. Like, at that point, wouldn't it be? Because you're like, oh, well, now I have this emotion and it's called arousal, I guess. And, like, I'd rather be doing other stuff, like learning about mysteries, because that's why I watched this movie.
I guess my understanding or guess is that for other people, anytime, any place, arousal is a positive. I don't comprehend.
Right. I feel like that's not true, because isn't the problem that, like, if you're aroused and you're not getting off, isn't that, like, the worst thing?
What?
I feel like that's the thing, right?
I don't know.
I feel like that's why, like, you have those, like, kind of dudes who are like, women need to pay attention to me and I deserve women. And, like, that kind of mindset is because, like, if you're aroused but you don't get off, isn't that, like, the worst thing? The worst possible is, like, that you're turned on but you didn't go anywhere with it. And now it's like, it'd be better if you hadn't even been turned on.
Oh, I guess. I've never really heard that. But sure, I mean, I guess that kind of makes sense.
I mean, it's kind of
like you have this energy that you now can't place somewhere, I guess.
Right, like if you watched something and, like, you really wanted to eat a cheeseburger, and then, like, you didn't get to eat that cheeseburger, and then the whole time you're watching the rest of the movie, you're like, I really want a cheeseburger, though. I just want to go and leave this movie so I can go get a cheeseburger right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, that I guess that makes sense. I never thought of it.
Wow, you and me, Rose.
Yeah.
And we're so not straight.
Yeah. Like, it's moments like this where I'm like, we talked about this before, this concept, like, maybe I'm just making all this up. Maybe right. I am just normal and straight or whatever. You know, like, maybe I'm not different than ever, like, the common thing.
And but then, like, you spend, like, 5 minutes talking to this person struggling with the concept of, like, so arousal, is that good or bad? Yeah, do you exactly. like it? Is it a thing that's good to feel?
Like, isn't that distracting from other things you want to do?
Seems, and you're like, oh no, distracting is all I'm saying.
No, I'm with you. I agree. I feel like that's what I feel like. I feel like you watch a movie and it comes up and you're just like, okay, if this is a plot point, sure, but, like, please get on with it. Get to the next point. Like, move on, and yeah. it doesn't happen.
Even if you, what I'm saying is, like, so you're watching a sex scene and you're, like, a person who's into sex and you watch it, if it did good and it was very sexy, I assume that then you have a problem of being like, man, I really wish I had somewhere to go with all this cheeseburger energy. And if you that's the title of the episode. and if you, which is great for America also. I guess if it was, like, hot dog and apple pie energy, but whatever. No one gets that psyched about apple pie. Anyway, and then if you're a person like me or a person who is straight, but just, like, watching it with your parents, like,
yep.
It's just the worst, right? Like, you're watching it and you're just like, I don't want to see this. I don't need to see this. I don't, do you hear the sounds of the kissing? It's kind of yikes, you know, like, ooh, what are you,
no. Everyone agrees, like, I'm not alone in being uncomfortable watching things like that with my parents, right? Like, everyone feels that way.
Yeah, I think so.
That's the vibe I get from, like, culture.
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, cool. That's something I share with, like, straight people. That's nice.
Yeah, I think so. I think everyone feels that way.
Okay,
phew. Do parents feel that way watching stuff like that with their kids?
I assume so. Like, I can't even imagine watching it with my kids.
Yeah.
Because, like, I think the worst case scenario for a parent is if the kid goes, what's that?
And they're 22.
Any age, really. It doesn't matter what age. just having to engage in that dialogue. If they were like 70 and you were like 90 and you watched that scene, and like, what's that? You'd feel like, fuck. I have to talk about this right now with my kid.
Definitely. If my 70-year-old kid had never come across any concept of sex before, I would be like, whoa.
What did I do? How did you have children.
How did you go through life like this? Like, how did you never happen to see this? Like, did you never see like a Hardee's or Carl's Jr. ad? Like,
yeah, for real. Somehow. Yeah. Speaking of which, that's a really good transition to my next point. Another thing in that I don't get is why in the world advertising relies on attractive people to sell shit. Like it does not make sense to me that a guy, I'm going to use a guy because I'm a guy, could watch an ad that has like a hot girl in it and be like, I'm going to buy that product and actually do it. That I found out that happens.
What do you mean?
Like they've proven in studies that like a high, like the percentage of males who buy a product that has like a sexy person ad compared to like a not sexy person ad. Like, they've proven, like, through studies or whatever, that it does absolutely increase the number of men who will buy that product.
So by sexy person ad, I mean, literally everyone who's in advertising is an attractive person. But you're talking about specifically, like if the point of the ad is that there's a sexy lady who, like, is looking at you with pursed lips.
Correct.
They're more likely to buy it than one where a person's, like, attractive, but wearing, like, a pantsuit and telling you that, like, it has very good awards.
Yeah. Like the ones that are specifically like trying to play off of like the sexual nature of the situation. Yeah. It's crazy. It absolutely, like, notably. Now, admittedly, it doesn't make you look good in terms of PR because people don't like that shit. But
apparently
it does work.
Like, apparently people do like that shit.
But like as a culture, we don't. Like, apparently it gets, maybe it's like a guilty pleasure response from these guys, but in public they'd be like, no, I don't like, that's bad of you to try to take advantage of whatever. Like, it's just so crazy that that works. Like, I thought that was just like, not a real thing. Like, it's just so wild.
What is the thought process of that? If they were able to look into and discover that it works, do they understand the thought process? Or guys literally like, well, I guess if I do buy that brand of beer, this sexy lady will also come with the six pack of beer?
Yeah, I don't get it. Like, I understand if you want to create, if you're trying to create like a feeling of like, this beer will make, like, it's, this beer is always surrounded by sexy people. So buy this beer and then
for
you are sexy.
As soon as you go into the liquor store, that will obviously not be the case. You'll see it in its little like frosty, I can't come up with the word for refrigerator, and you slide that door open and then there's like, you know, a homeless person sitting outside, and then just like all the people inside, the guy selling it to you, like he had a rough night, and like, you know, they're just people. They're not, it's not when you go and you grab it out of the cooler, there's like a party of hot chicks, obviously.
Yep. It's crazy. I just don't even, it's just so buck wild to me because I just don't get it. It's just so confused. Like, I don't understand how that actually, I always kind of thought it was like, not like necessarily a joke, but just like trying to create a mood or like something. I didn't understand that it actually returned higher profits or whatever, like higher responses. It's crazy.
Huh?
Like, I could definitely understand saying, well, we don't want someone who's, like, unattractive slash ugly, because then they would associate something they might be disliked with our product. I can get trying to not doing that. I get that. I'm not saying that's a great way to go about life, but I can, like, understand from a very pragmatic sense of view, sure, okay, I get what we're doing. But it does not make sense to me that people would respond that, like, intensely or positively to just someone who's just, like, sexually attractive. Like, that's crazy. First of all, I don't understand sexual attraction, but then to add on this concept of the sexual attraction that leads my buying instinct is crazy.
That is crazy. Yeah, I mean, frankly, wild. All I can think of now is making a commercial to air in Washington or whatever that's just like a bunch of sexy girls, like schoolgirl outfits or whatever congressmen are into, and they're just like, save net neutrality. It's super sexy. Like, all I can think of is like just airing a bunch of like incredibly lewd ads, and they're just like all aimed at like, you know, bettering the world.
Yeah, for real. That'd be really funny. Oh, actually, if they're going to be in schoolgirl outfits, they definitely have to say, you should ban guns.
Oh, shit. Yeah. There's
so
one.
I don't get killed.
Don't.
Wouldn't
put
it be sad if I were
schools.
Killed?
I'm a schoolgirl and I don't want to be dead.
God, we're awful.
I feel like that's got to be the best parts, right? Is anytime you and me try to put on, like, oh, this is a voice that people use when they're trying to be sexy. It's got to be the worst thing to listen
to. We're probably really bad at it. So if you think that we're really good at making those voices, you should leave a review on iTunes.
Yeah,
a five star review saying how great we are. And if you really
voices.
Really like our sexy voices, let us know, and you can email us at everysixthec@gmail.com, which is currently the Gmail I'm going to check to make sure we haven't missed anything recently. I don't think so. We've been more checking it the last couple of weeks.
I actually like put it on my phone, so like I can actually.
Oh, nice! I have too many emails on my phone, so it's a mess.
No,
nice. No issues.
Nice.
Cool.
Nobody wants to talk to us.
No one wants to talk to us. Of course, we also have a Twitter that's never updated and a Tumblr that might be updated. Maria?
Like once in a while. I don't think I've posted an episode on there for the past like two. I don't know.
Okay,
but like,
cool. Well,
I'm on Tumblr, so if people did reach out to it, I would totally notice it. I just don't ever think to use it as a source of anything worthwhile.
Yeah,
thanks for listening to the special short America episode where we talk about all the horny things in our sexy culture. Happy fucking America Day from
America
your local
Day.
Aces.
Local is a weird word to use here.
Local to the country of America, and I don't think we have any listens outside.
Probably
so
not.
Far.
I wonder.
So, enjoy your America. Sorry, let's end the episode the way we should if we really want to entice people into leaving reviews.
You should leave a review.
Leave a review.
Mm-hmm.
This is our sexy voices. So you... should. Uh-huh. It's just like a very nasally, like, kind of, it's just nasally, and I just like drag my words out really long. It's like very vocal fry. Is that a good thing?
Uh-huh. That's all you have to do. Just make it real nasally.
I'm eating
long
a really big
words.
A big juicy cheeseburger. And I don't want students to get shot. Happy America. Goodbye.
This is the end of the episode now, so please leave.
Just leave.
Just leave, you fucking piece of shit.
Just leave if you respect me.
Just leave.
Just leave.
Just leave. Fuck!
Ooh, I don't mind if I do.